Many people suffer great loss and sorrow and grief, and this message comes to you today really from our hearts, because both of us have suffered some loss, sorrow, and grief, not as much as some of you that will be listening to this tape message, but I guess we could say we've had our share. And when we look back to Isaiah 53:4, it says, "Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Barbara, I believe this is a message that is so pertinent for so many people that write to us and call us on the phone. There is a lot of hurting people around, and we need to help them if we can.
Amen. I truly believe that. And I think that maybe when people in the body go through some loss and sorrow and grief, other people can gain some insight on it or some comfort or encouragement when we tell our stories. And I thought that maybe we could include some personal testimony here today, because we know that Jesus himself took our sorrow and grief. And Darren, we don't have to sorrow all of our lives, or we don't have to grieve all our lives. We don't have to be the martyr all of our lives, or the victim all of our lives, because Jesus took that on the cross. And I truly, one of my favorite little phrases that I got when my first husband John died was, "Sorrow isn't forever, love is." And that is so true. That was my favorite card that I received from all the hundreds of cards, that sorrow isn't forever. Jesus took care of that. Love is forever.
Love is forever. And I tell you, when we see that faith worketh by love, we really need to have faith that it will pass. In time, it will pass. And I think sometimes, Barbara, we think we're being, you know, really brave people to hold on to a memory, and also to hold on to the sorrow and grief and all the torturous things that goes with that. And I don't think that's right. I believe that we need to come to a point where we allow God to roll that grief from us over onto Jesus, because it says here prophetically that he bore our griefs and our sorrows, and we need, by an act of our will, to make that choice and that decision. So today, in our time that we have with you, we're going to share some ways that we believe will help you get through that time of great grieving and sorrow and all of those things. And there is a way to turn the switch and roll that over onto Jesus and allow his love to come into your heart and really, really set you free.
Amen.
So that you can live above and beyond that.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that God intends for us to do the suffering. And I've talked to quite a few people, Barbara, that thought that they were being a real brave soul. They were being a good scout, so to speak, by holding on to the memory and grieving and grieving and grieving. And they pulled everybody around them down into this. And that really isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we need to let Jesus carry that, like carrying our sins.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to carry those sorrows and the grief. And many times that grief becomes an iniquity if we hold on to it. If we're obsessed by that, one day it will possess us. We don't want it to do that.
That's right. Sometimes when we listen to people, they open up their hearts and they talk about something that's happened to them. And I say, "Well, when did this happen?" And they said, 25 years ago. And I'm going, "Lord, they've been paralyzed by this loss." You know, sometimes bankruptcy does that. We lose everything. And we're caught in this, like you say, Darren, a wind shear. We're caught in this. And we don't grow at all, because we have been caught and we stay in that place where we have lost something, or where we're grieving and sorrowing. And we want to be able to encourage you to come out of that little cocoon that you've put yourself in, because you're so afraid of being hurt again. And we want you to be released out, to fly like a butterfly, and not to be locked into this cocoon that you have chosen to. But I believe what we teach today is going to help you release yourself from that.
You know, Barbara, sometimes this focus on self-pity becomes exactly what it is. It's a focus on self. And sometimes we think, "Well, I have a right to this. My grief is, you know, more genuine than everybody else's, or I no one has ever hurt as much as I have."
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get through that, because that focus that leads us to self-pity is very debilitating, and it is a form of subtle pride.
Yeah.
We need to get through that. And we'll be giving you some prayers in this message that will help you, I believe, get through that. We're not out here to torment you. We're not out here to criticize you or put you down. This tape message on overcoming loss, sorrow, and grief is really a message of liberation. It's a message to help you get through the veil, so to speak. And it can be. And I'll tell you, it doesn't mean that you're going to give up the memory of that loved one that perhaps that you lost, or that house that you lost, or that business that you lost. It's not that you're just walking out on life. It's that you are moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And God is going to really reward you if you take this to heart. I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
Do you have a scripture in Matthew?
In Matthew?
About the seed? that falls into the ground and dies?
That's in John.
That's in John, okay.
I wanted to say something here before I go to John, though. This doesn't absolutely relate to it, but in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man." And some of us think, boy, no one has ever gone through what I'm going through. I mean, I have an exclusive right to this because I'm the only one that has endured this. And yet we find here that no temptation has overtaken you but is common to man. Many people have gone through what you have gone through. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation, Darren, will provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And I really appreciate that, because he is providing a way of escape for us to get out of the things that we are locked into. And I believe that concerns sorrow and grief also. And he made a way of escape for me. You were talking about in John 12. This is such an interesting scripture.
Matter of fact, we talked about this scripture over breakfast this morning.
Yes. Jesus answered and said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And he was talking in this next scripture about him physically and personally, but I believe he left this for the body of Jesus Christ, because he says, "Truly, truly." And every time I hear a verse where Jesus said, "Truly, truly," I listen, I perk up, I shama, I hear with the intent to obey. And he says in verse 24, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it. He who hates his life in this world shall keep it to eternal life." And I believe when we hang on to things, Darren, we hang on with all our might. And some of us are really stubborn. We can hang on for a long time. It only hurts us more and more and more.
You know, I believe we think that's our responsibility.
Yes.
And that we're not being faithful to the memory of a loved one, or to the memory of a business, or to a dream that died.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that your relative had to die or that child had to die, but sometimes a vision has to die.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go on grieving there and we think, well, you know, I wouldn't be fair to all the people that were part of that vision or part of that dream if I didn't try to hold on to that memory and nourish that memory and go on with that, I want to share with you, I believe that comes to the point of being a real sickness. We need to move on, go on. And you know, God, many times in Scripture, he said, "I want you to go from where you live," for example, with Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
"I want you to go from your homeland."
All the familiar things he knew.
"I'm going to take you to a land that you've never been to, you don't know about, and you just need to follow me and trust me." And I know that many times God moves prophets and teachers and lay people. He said, "I'm not going to bless you where you are. You've got to move to another intersection of time and space."
Mm-hmm.
And that many times involves giving up some dear treasures of the past.
Mm-hmm.
It may even be giving up a home or giving up friendships and relationships. God said, "I am through with you here for this moment in time. I want you to move on." And you know, often that does bring great grief and sorrow and loss into a life.
Mm-hmm.
But to be obedient to God is to bring the great reward in the spirit world. And I believe with eternal values.
Yes. I believe when Abraham actually took that step in the spiritual world and came into the physical world, and it was manifested by him walking away from his city where he was very wealthy, his father was very wealthy. I do see, though, that Terah, his father, went with him a little while. And I believe that Terah died in the city that they were in after they left their home city, because I don't believe Terah would have had the faith. I really don't believe that he would have had the faith to go on into this land that he did not know about. I believe that his lack of faith would have kept Abraham maybe from moving on in the true spirit that God had given him.
But wasn't his father a maker of idols?
Yes.
And I think God wanted to separate Abraham from that business of making idols.
Maybe God wanted him to leave his father there, but he was hanging on to his father a little bit, and he took him with him, and then his father had to die because Abraham was maybe hanging on a little bit there.
Well, I don't remember the story as well as I should, but I think that God told him to leave his family and go.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's very difficult, and we're not here anti-family, certainly, but we're saying to you that there is a way here to cut off the past and go on and live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that. There's times when we have to put it on the altar. lay it down, walk away from it. And I know, Barbara, that you've had a lot of loss in your life.